KS4, Module, Study, School Life, and Work. Unit, Part-Time Work. Task 1, Career Week. Part 3, Should Secondary School Students Take Part-Time Jobs? A talk by the school career mistress. I am very pleased to have the opportunity of speaking on the topic, Should Secondary School Students Take Part-Time Jobs? Before I attempt to answer this question, it is necessary to consider the advantages and disadvantages of doing part-time jobs. First of all, the advantages. For many students, one great attraction of working part-time is that they can earn some money. With their earnings, students can do a number of things. Some use the money to help support themselves or their families. More often, though, students spend it on things they like: going to pop concerts, buying clothes, music CDs, computer games, books, etc. Through doing part-time jobs, students gain work experience, and this can be useful when they look for full-time jobs later on. Some students also said that working part-time helps them decide on their future career. For example, a few years ago, a student of mine took up a part-time job in a computer firm. Now he is working as a programmer in a software company. Another benefit is that by working part-time, students get to meet and interact with people from different walks of life. This enriches their life experience and develops their social skills. They also become more independent and confident. Many of today's students are not given chores at home because they have mothers or even domestic helpers to take care of the housework. Some of them don't even know how to iron clothes or boil water. By doing part-time jobs, students learn to work hard. They may become more independent and responsible, and they may also learn how to work with others. Their confidence grows as they see that they can effectively handle their duties at work. They also become less dependent on their parents as they learn how to take care of themselves and manage their time over work and study. But as I said, there are disadvantages as well. One obvious disadvantage is that working part-time can affect one's studies, particularly if one fails to organize one's time well. Some students tend to spend far too much time working. They work after school, and they work on weekends. As a result, they constantly feel tired because they don't have enough rest. They lose concentration in class, they lose interest in studying, and their grades drop. Working part-time causes students to make a lot of sacrifices. Many students often have to rush off to work after school. They could hardly find time to stay behind school, to participate in extracurricular activities, or chat with their friends and teachers. There are losses for those who work on weekends as well. They have to sacrifice the chance of being with their families and the chance of going out with their friends. As said, students who work part-time are always in a great hurry. It is a common scene that they madly chase after buses in the streets. They are not just endangering their own lives, but those of other road users. Very often, their health suffers. Many students who work part-time have stomach problems of one kind or another, as they usually eat late at night. Some part-time jobs could be dangerous, too. For example, kitchen and factory jobs. I once had a student who did assembling work in a toy factory. A fire broke out, but the exit was blocked by boxes of goods. Had the fireman not come in time, he would have been burnt to death. Employers very often disregard safety at work. What's more, part-time workers are seldom insured, and if accidents happen, they get no compensation at all. I guess that's about all I have to say about the pros and cons of working part-time. Now let us consider another important issue regarding part-time jobs.